Ian, why did you lick me, you little idiot?
Hello and welcome to the Jimmy Lutcher episode 98. This is our final...
Johnny, what are you doing to that cat?
This is our final ever.
Lucy, don't touch the hamster again. James just licked a hamster. It's terrible.
It's a true and sad fact. This is the last ever episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show that we're going to do at this table, in this room, in this way, with two numbers.
6 and 9.
Because 99 is going to be a special show, which we won't reveal yet. And episode 100 will be a special show, which we won't reveal yet. And episode 97, which you've probably already heard, which of course was recorded in a different place.
Sweet.
Okay, so this is where we recorded the very first show. I don't think it was. I think it was down there. But this is where we recorded.
I'm pretty sure it was in this area.
Maybe it was over there then that we sat down at lunchtime the day before and decided to make a list of things to talk about. Your revision.
And then I'm pretty sure then the next day we did there.
Maybe. Okay.
Let's see.
I'll compromise.
I've seen it before.
I shall compromise.
We should get Shano.
No.
On the show.
No.
Dino.
We have this. Okay, so let's try and tiptoe our way around revealing anything about episode 100. So, episode 100.
In episode 100, we're going to eat a cake.
Don't spoil it. I'm going to give away some subtle clues.
I'll actually bring in a cake for it.
Episode 100 is called JL 100 Days of Future Podcast. Days of Future Podcast. You interpret of that what you will. In Days of Future Podcasts, we'll be doing something we've never done before, and in so making the greatest podcast episode in the history of the internet. My gammy hands are getting really bad now. Look at my gammy hands.
Fuck.
I know, yeah. My mom's gonna.
Oh, can I spiral?
So next.
I want to bring you to my piano teacher and ask him to help me with chords.
Oh, so after the mint.
I'll email it to you.
No, I need it today.
You know the plan.
Lucian.
But I'm not giving you my handwriting.
You are.
I'll do it later. Fine. Later.
Fine. If I'm down in illegible handwriting.
I didn't get a red pen yet. Okay, what were we talking about before he came over?
You were talking about the...
Oh, JL 100 Days of Future Podcast.
I was talking about bringing in buns that Lucian would love with chocolate icing.
We're going to attempt to bring back some of our favorite stars of the show, like Michael and Philip and Casper.
I love that smiley head, Philip and Philip. Michael.
Because I hate them all so much.
Except for Dean.
I didn't mention Dean. I don't hate Dean. I don't hate Michael
Dean,
either.
Dean left for a while. They came back.
I hate Philip.
Because I was busy.
Like, I tolerate.
Where were you those mornings?
Studying.
Surprise.
Homework for the junior service.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Well, we were doing this every day. We still did okay, so.
I just forgot about the junior.
Yeah, me too.
I thought we went from second year to junior.
Yeah, me too.
Here. How are you? This is the first episode of the
My voice never changed.
The problem is that we're trying to figure out how to... Actually, this is a spoiler. This is a spoiler, so we're going to call it... Spoiler over! There was a great episode of Parks and Recreation where they were watching Marley and Me, and then the guy spoiled it for everyone.
Oh. It wasn't like I went to the cinema. This is the most hated thing I... Is you're sitting in the cinema, there's people behind you talking about the story and they've read the book.
Yeah.
You haven't read the book and you just went to see the movie and they're talking about the story ahead of time and you're like, fuck.
I usually have read the book, but, and also I usually go to, if I go to see something based on a book, I've usually read the book. And if I go to see something that isn't based on a book, I will never get spoiled with people who've already seen the movie because I always go see it on opening day. So that doesn't really happen to me. I think it happened to me once. I went to see Robots in like 2005 and I was sitting next to a person who'd seen it already because it was like a birthday party. It was like a week after it came out. And I was sitting next to someone who'd seen it already and they were like, but to be fair, that wasn't like a big dramatic film that the ending was really important of. It was just a fucking robot. So... Big eyes, give me big anime eyes. That's a direct quote from the film Robots.
Lucien just licked my hand. That is not
right. You stuck your hand in my face.
I should bring in buns from the cakery on the episode.
The horror goes. I'm gonna sing the horror goes song in the style of Garth Brooks.
This episode is the one during midterm when we're out.
Yeah. This episode's being released on probably February 16th.
Well, we're in school, so we should record it while we're in midterm.
So that means you ever think we come back as I don't want to.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Okay, so we're doing this is episode 98. We haven't recorded episode 97 yet. We're going to do that later today in NUIG. Then episode 99, we're going to do like a Google Hangout thing. Unlike a couple of weeks
not
after.
Google Hangout again.
Well, it's easier to record with Google Hangout.
My Google Hangout is. I have to
we'll
download
see.
It again.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And then episode 100 is going to be like a big surprise event, which we're not going to spoil. But basically, so there is going to be an apparent an infrequency
in
episodes.
It's my podcast.
Don't pause it again.
So I'm going to continue singing the horror ghost song instead of Garth Brooks. I'm the horror ghost, and I'm in your house tonight, watching TV with your family, taking a bath with your wife. I'm the horror ghost. That doesn't sound anything like Garth Brooks. Let's continue. I'm the horror ghost, and I think that you should know the only thing that will... No, the power of Christ is the only thing that will make me go. Walking down your hallway, sleeping in your dreams, the horror ghost is more than what it seems. Watching TV, hanging out in your shower, I'm the horror ghost, I have unlimited power. I'm the horror ghost, and I'm in your house tonight, watching TV
like
with you.
Cowboy song.
Yeah, no, it's a voice. It sounds great when it's like an R&B song.
Yeah, don't sing
I'm
it.
The horror ghost. I don't want to sing it that high because I can't sing. I have to do auto-tune.
No, don't sing it then.
I'm a horror ghost.
Don't sing it then.
Who's gonna? Oh, you don't sing it now or don't sing
no,
it ever?
No, I'm not singing it now.
Okay, all right.
We'll just wait until he's auto-tuned it.
Yeah.
We'll
put it on the The show is going to be amazing. It'll probably be on episode 99.
The old Jesus thing.
Yeah, of course. Oh, jeez. I have to get Destiny.
Oh, jeez.
I have to get Destiny to record that probably today if he's in.
So I can do it.
No, he's the guy who says it.
But if you're Johnny,
you can
scream.
I'll get Johnny to make a note. I'll go, ooh, or something. And I'll get Destiny to go, oh, Jesus. And you can say something too. Or maybe could John say something as well?
No, John should scream.
Well, why can't I just have his scream from the film? Like, it's so unfair, I don't have access to my own.
John can say something the priest says.
What does he say? He doesn't really say anything quite memorable, like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus is, like, the best line in the film.
Yes.
Oh, and he improvised that as well. That wasn't in our script.
Why are there so many doorknobs?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's like...
Why are there so many?
I was actually thinking, if I brought my Harry Potter wand, it's said to... That he's the sister. Look at this.
Jonah got a wand at Potterfest.
Yeah, the shitty ones.
I know, yeah, it wasn't very good. There were much better wands than that there, but they were obviously too expensive, but they were really nice ones. They also had, like, they had a whole Breaking Bad counter, and they had a Walter White action figure, and it's like, it was like a Walter White action figure, and he comes with a little bag of meth. It's really cool.
If I brought him my wand, they'd be like, oh.
Then they had these stupid fucking Big Bang Theory bobbleheads. Boo!
Bazinga. Is that the wand that they had yesterday? The shitty stick?
It was like a shitty stick. No, it was a real wand from the movies. It was just one of the worst.
It was one of the bad ones.
It was the Elder Wand.
The one I have is at home. It's like proper.
Well, fine. But the one they had was supposed to be the Elder Wand. It was like this very straight one with these two kind of rims on it.
Yeah.
It is the Elder Wand, but it was made of kind of ship crap materials. I never thought we'd have a wand discussion on the show.
No, but see, the ones they got were little shitty white.
Her one was like this size.
No.
Oh, I saw a different one.
The actual Harry Potter one is like that long.
I know.
All wands are that long.
Yeah, I know. Then again, I saw some kids running around Potterfest, and they had straws, so...
That was small.
Three kids gave me the death curse. Three kids!
Which curse? Did you do a Vatican-Dabra or
a Vatican-Dabra?
Yeah.
That's the death curse, that's the killing curse.
No, it's not. It's Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Did they ever mention Abracadabra?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Anyways, when I was small, we didn't have any wands, so the best thing about my house was this tree. So we just got sticks, cut them down with an actual axe.
You have an axe?
We have an axe.
You have an axe and a Jason Voorhees mask. You're like one day away from being a killer.
Actually, if I'm honest, I was wearing a hood. That's weird.
Okay.
Lucian, I have a gas mask.
We'll be back in 2 minutes with the rest of... And we're back. So, what were we talking about? Valentine's Day was a few days ago. Don't you love Valentine's Day?
I was alone all day.
Roses are red, violets are blue, I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
His eye just twitched. He's angry. He's angry.
I know he is. He's very angry. Oh, yes, yes. I was going to tell you. We wrote a theme song for Beware the Horror Ghost. And I'm going to record it.
Oh, I wanted to be there.
There were two versions. We haven't recorded it yet. You can be on it, right? So it's brilliant. So it was two versions. It was sort of a kind of an upbeat pop version of it.
What is that with this since I hear
pop
it?
The pop version goes. In your house tonight, I can't sing it without auto-tune. And then it's got like this Oh Jesus remix.
And I'm in your house tonight. I'm the horror ghost and I'm in your house tonight.
It's really good.
What comes after that?
It's like, I'm creeping around your car doors. I'm sleeping with your wife. I don't know. It's really good. You like it. And then there's the...
I hate it.
Then there's the Garth Brooks version.
You don't know how to write songs.
I'll do the Garth Brooks version right now. I've already done it on this episode, but...
Oh, it's so loud! Shut up, everybody!
Shut up! It's just a game called Flappy Bird!
It says fucking Flappy Bird!
And homework! You don't have to shout about homework either! Jesus!
Praise has spread across the school key and since you were last year.
What the fuck? That's okay.
Loving everyone fucking Flappy Bird! James Keane hates the song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did songwriting and music yesterday.
If I'm sent to a mental institution, this will be the reason why. And it'll be on record. Unless this...
We did songwriting and music yesterday, so we all had to write a song in groups. So instead of writing a song, we just used Sparrow. You know Sparrow? Christmas song? Yeah.
Yeah.
We just use Sparrow. To be fair, we were in a group with Shane Brennan, so we just told him that. Baby Sparrow. I love how I preceded that with to be fair.
So do I.
It made no sense. What else did we do yesterday?
Fucking hell, I'm gonna have to do it on my own.
I'm a horror ghost.
Yeah.
Miss Dalton told us a couple of things. We're going to be collecting for Paralympics a couple of months from now. We're going to be getting...
Has anyone asked her about the free thing?
No. Oh, she mentioned it. Oh, no, she definitely mentioned it. Mr. Fahey was in there. She mentioned it to him, I think. Yeah.
In what context?
What?
In what context?
In context of, I'm giving you a list of dates that the students are not going to be available, and this is one of them. Which sounded like a good thing, but we haven't had any time with them, so what can they possibly do with us now?
They can help. Help us, we're totally over you.
Yeah, I guess.
We have to think of something. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I have to get in writing that I'm not going to be there, which is going to take me weeks.
Well, what can I do?
Get the same.
What can everybody else do?
You can get the same.
No, we have to.
Every man for himself.
We have to write our own play.
She's not going to allow that. Okay.
I got four now.
And the horror goes, and I'm in your house tonight, watching TV. It is 8:50 a.m.
Okay, I will be.
On a beautiful Wednesday morning, we're coming at you live from a beautiful Irish town where there are 50 RTE need to be punched in the face. They are incapable of programming a radio station. Every time one presenter is fired, dies, or leaves 2FM, they just have a little hissy fit, and they just reboot the whole station. So when Jerry Ryan dies, they go, you know what, instead of just replacing Jerry Ryan, let's change the whole schedule. So now Hector O'Callaghan, who is one of the most disgraceful disgraces to this country, he was fired from his show, thank God, and they decide, all right, let's just change the whole station. So they fire Colm Hayes, and they fire everyone, and they mess it all up, and horrible radio station. Simply awful. And the horror goes, and I'm in your house tonight, watching TV with your children, taking a bath with your wife. And the horror goes. There was a man somewhere in America, and he was being chased by the police. So he gets out of his car, he runs for 7 miles, he climbs a tree, and then he pretends he's an owl. It later emerged that the man was in fact on bath salts.
How did they get them?
They just climbed up the tree and they came down. He goes, twerk two, and they go, sir, please no, come down. He goes, I'm an owl, ignore me.
You know the number's going to be one, because look at all that. One, two,
three, four, five, six. I got it. So good.
He's laughing almost as hard as he did when I told him the two worst movie taglines of all time. Number one, scientists created him. Now, Chuck Norris has to destroy him. But oh, yeah. Much funnier is, safe isn't sex, it's dangerous.
For the record, I didn't really laugh much for either of those.
You didn't laugh for the
first? I didn't laugh for the first at all.
No, you didn't know. I just can't remember the other ones. Safe isn't sex, it's dangerous.
It's pretty funny. You made some evil killing machines. If you run over to them and say, come along, my chicks, come along.
I would if I was in a really bad young adult bar. Get off my back!
Your back's itching!
It's itching!
You're damaging my jumper.
Exactly.
You're spying.
Did you get a consent form signed?
Yeah, see, sort of like this.
Mr. Fahy. No! Oh, God, no! What will you do? James.
Oh, that actually really hurts.
Would you like to bid a fond farewell to this desk?
Wait, what?
This is the final ever episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show that we're going to record at this desk with two numbers in the title.
What was the last desk?
What?
What was it for?
Today. Oh, for, you know, being allowed to appear on film and stuff. You can't have it for today. It doesn't really matter. Sorry, no.
I brought my jumper.
James,
my actual jumper.
Can we all say goodbye to this desk?
Okay.
Goodbye, desk. You've been a good friend
for
98 episodes.
We've been friends
Kian,
with this desk.
Kian, would you like to say goodbye to the desk?
Bye, desk.
Bye, desk. Dean, say goodbye to the desk. Say goodbye to the goddamn desk. Bye. Goodbye, desk.